well, Evangeline Country. They wrote the story of Evangeline. You've heard that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they settled there. And these are more or less some of the kind of migrated and gotten away from. And they didn't make anything of themselves at all. They are not the original French Creole. The French Creole was white. And very high-class people, well-educated. But now we had some Creoles here, and they were very, very nice people. But they were more or less Negroes. But the Negro is the Negro, that's all there is to it. And of course we don't have many Indians now, because Geronimo was imprisoned up there at Mount Vernon. For years here, you've heard of Geronimo, the Indian chief? Well, he was, maybe you've been up there, have you?
No, ma'am.
Well, he was up with Mount Vernon for years and years and years until they moved him out to Oklahoma. And my mother went to Mount Vernon as the bride. My father ran a mahogany mill at Mount Vernon, and she used to. He had a chief, Geronimo, and his name was Nappy, a young Negro, young Indian. And he used to come over there to the house to my mother's all the time. And Geronimo had about 7 wives. And one of his wives used to come every day and bring my mother violets or fresh yard eggs or whatever she had, called the white squaw. Have you heard of the jasmine? Now that's an old, or the japonica, which is now the gardenia.
I see.
You've heard of that, I know.
Yes, ma'am.
When somebody comes telling me about the gardenia, I'll say, that ain't nothing in the world but a japonica.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard people around here use the word cracker for a white person?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard that?
No, we call Georgians crackers.
Crackers.
Georgia crackers.
Right. Or say, have you ever heard of any names for maybe a low class of white people who weren't well educated and really don't like to work, you know, just kind of lazy, not much good for anything? Just say they're old.
Trash?
Yes, ma'am. Is that a white person's word, or would a colored person use that too?
Mm-hmm. But the colored person wouldn't call each other that.
They don't call each other?
No. Mm-hmm. We might say, oh, that's white trash. Did that.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I've ever heard them call. Now, there may be another name.
Have you ever heard colored people call each other nigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you black nigga, you? And get mad, they'll call one another everything.
if a child was born to racially mixed parents, one black, one white, what would he be called?
Whichever he was, he'd be a nigger, somebody on.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word mulatto?
Yeah. The mulatto has some, I believe, Indian blood mixed with the colored blood. They're not all nigger, and they're not white. They're just between.
Are they generally light-skinned?
Yeah. Kind of like the Creole. The Creole, you know, has an olive skin. Very pretty skin, but an olive skin.
Yes, ma'am.
And the mulatto has a darker skin.
Yes, ma'am.